And finally, it's time for our Gene of the Month, and this time it's the cute and cuddly panda. Rather than being a gene in these famous black and white bears, panda is found in sea urchins, and it's short for Paracentrotus Antinodal Dorsal Activity. It encodes a molecule that's important for helping a developing sea urchin embryo tell its front side from its back, known as dorsoventral patterning, and is laid down in the sea urchin egg before it's even fertilised. Panda works by acting against another important developmental molecule called nodal, which tells cells in the developing urchin to become ventral, the front bit, rather than dorsal, that's the back. That's all for now. Next month, I'll be continuing with a look at CRISPR, finding out if we can use the technology to genetically modify humans and discovering how researchers are using it to figure out how genes work in sickness and in health. If you've got any questions or feedback, just email me at genetics@thenakedscientist.com. You can also get in touch through the main Naked Scientist Facebook page or by tweeting at Naked Genetics. Every episode of the Naked Genetics podcast is on iTunes and online at nakedscientist.com/genetics. The Naked Genetics podcast is brought to you in association with the Genetics Society, online at genetics.org.uk. I'll see you next time for another peek inside your genes.